Okay, that's 4-4, 3 against, 0 abstentions. All right, let's see. So, does anybody need me to read the whole big long thing, or just the end as it would then read?
Yeah,
with...
just read the amendment.
Well, the final paragraph would read, therefore, the NFC requests that the PNB give the NFC the full information regarding the loans that have been taken out, including but not limited to the full terms of the loan and what the current plans are to repay both the interest on the loan and the principal, including efforts to investigate the potential of refinancing the loan.
All right. There's the motion as it stands. I'd appreciate it if we could either limit or preclude debate and simply ask if this is capable of passing unanimously without objection. Are there any objections to this motion as it stands?
Mansour would abstain from voting.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, that'll be...
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none?
Wait, no. hold on.
Wait.
Is Mansour wanting to have a roll call on this?
No, I don't. I just want to be mentioned that I abstain from voting on this. That's all.
That doesn't go into the minutes, though, I got to tell you.
That's fine.
In fact, if you abstain, it doesn't say who abstains in the minutes. So, you know.
You can put my name down that I abstain from voting on this.
Oh, God, that makes it more complicated.
Don't worry about it. Let it go. Let it go.
No, I'm easy.
I'm easy. Just let it go. We all go for it. That's fine. Thank you.
All right. So we're actually 30 minutes into the meeting right now, and I'd like to move on to item 7 if we could.
Okay, so it's passed as amended without objection.
With amendment. Passed with amendment. So is Anita on the call?
Yes, I am. This is Anita Sims.
Hi, Anita. so we were expecting to hear a report from you tonight. We allocated 30 minutes for that. If you're free to speak and report on the progress of NIDA on the affairs of Pacific up to this juncture.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me tonight. I would just briefly, I mean, our focus, quite frankly, is on the 2017 audit. We did a couple weeks ago essentially changed our strategy of how we were polling staff to give some of the information that we don't have access to. I will say that even in tonight, we've seen a lot of activity. So I'm feeling very comfortable in George's also that we're making progress. We do have a internal date for the audit and an external date. It is January 31st. So we are working toward that. I also have added more staff to help us achieve that goal of meeting the deadline and meeting with the auditors for the site visit. So I at this point do not have any concerns. We did have some items not tying to the general ledger as far as cash, but I think that has been resolved as of tonight. Again, our role in our focus is providing oversight to the units or the stations and also to develop processes and procedures. As part of our oversight, we've ordered some scanners where we'll document that process where we essentially will get to view any checks or what have you, not to approve them, but to provide that oversight, if you will, of the work that's being done, having an opinion on some of the journal entries that are being created also. So essentially, are y'all still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then again, still continuing to work on, as we move, I have another team, two individuals, working on the 2018. So as soon as we get out of the 2017 audit, our focus would be to very quickly enter into the 2018. Again, I believe that everyone knows of Larry Dankner being the interim CFO for a short period, is my understanding. What I have done also is to take away some of his other work that he has in order to devote time to Pacifica. So essentially, that's on a very high level, you know, where we're at. I feel that we have made progress. We are working very well with Maxi and with Wandering, and again with some of the other staff. So, any questions?
Oh, yes. I'm sure there are questions.
I had not been told what to report, so I'm sorry. I didn't have any formal reports for future. We will provide one in advance of the call.
Okay.
This is Nick Arena for the stack.
Go ahead, Nick. I'd like to. I'm going to get on the stack after you. So go ahead, Nick.
Thanks, Anita, for your update. Is it possible, in the course of preparing the 2017 audit and the pre-work for the 2018 audit, to provide each station with a balance sheet income statement by station that's internally prepared with the specifics on the general categories that are submitted in our budget for our review? And secondly, is there a time that you see during this audit preparation that the stations could start receiving interim financial statements, accrued statements for income expenses that are properly categorized by the budget categories?
Well, answer to your first question, yes, you would see a balance sheet and an income statement by station. We just don't have it all tied and balanced. What we've been working, quite frankly, along with Wandering, is to get all the schedules and, quite frankly, make sure that they all agree before we send them out to the auditors. But the answer to your question is yes, and very quickly, since I have two staff members reconciling 2018, and that has been a slower process, if you will, but and until the year is closed for balances to move forward, that takes us a little bit longer, but certainly that is our goal. And then, obviously, to provide a consolidated report also.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. Who was that?
And I was just going to add, and all that would be done in Great Plains.
Okay. Great. I've heard, Anita, this is Chris from KPFA. So I've heard that you guys are struggling to get data out of a number of the stations, and that is like a serious impediment to moving forward with the audit that you're currently working on. Could you elaborate a bit on that issue and what progress, if any, has been made with it?
Well, as I reported earlier, I've received a lot of emails from George where he's getting some of the information. I can't tell you that it's still ongoing. I mean, I don't know right now at this moment what is still missing. Have we had problems getting information? Absolutely. But I think at least tonight, with some of the categories that we were missing, like the schedule, the bank reconciliation, some of them have come in. So staff is working on them. So I feel that we have made progress. Yeah,
okay.
All this information is being sent to the auditors almost daily. So,
Okay. Again,
I'll have a more thorough report at the next call, if you'd like.
Okay.
And be prepared to talk.
Okay. I have I have one follow-up question to that as well, and that's the other thing that, you know, and this is all kind of back-channel rumor mill stuff, so I'm just trying to get it confirmed or denied. My understanding is that the lack of forthcomingness of information is slowing things down for NIDA as well. Is that true, or is NIDA able to keep busy with the data that's been provided?
I mean, we're able to stay busy because, what George and Larry do is they put it aside and move on other things. There's a lot of balance sheet accounts that were not reconciled. So when you take that times the stations, not that they're all in bad shape, but we had a lot of information that was not in.
Okay.
But
that's
I feel that we've made progress is what I'm saying.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Is there anybody else with questions for Anita?
Or Paul?
Or Paul, go ahead.
Okay. Hi. On a previous meeting, we were told that there is this time management system that's being set up at throughout Pacifica to make it so that everything can smoothly flow and there aren't issues with people not, you know, people having to go very, very back and forth as we do now with this station goes to the national office and then goes back and then people doing a lot of back and forth. And I have been asked to ask if the time management system is called Velocity Software.
Velocity. Is it a Paylocity, perhaps?
Oh.
Paylocity.
That's correct.
That's a possibility.
Yes. That's the only one that I know of, and that's that time allocation. But I guess the change or the rumor or whatever it was that you might have heard is, yes, we've changed the way that we were working on the audit, and really by tackling it at a station at a time instead of trying to work continuously all through all of them at the same time, which, you know, for months we've been trying to do that and putting something down, waiting for the other information to come in. Our strategy is, quite frankly, to work until we complete one unit and having two or three people doing it at the same time with different stations. And, of course, going through the balance sheet, reviewing the income statement, all of that. A lot of schedules, making sure AR, accounts payable, cash, all the normal accounts are tying. And then intercompany, of course, due to due from accounts receivable, employee receivables, all of that.
Okay. So regarding this software called Paylocity, is that being used? Because that's a question from the local finance committee. They wanted me to ask that.
No, it's not being used because it's not implemented as of yet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions for Anita?
Yes, this is Ken.
Go ahead, Ken.
As I understand it, or heard also as a rumor, NETA has a procedure where you have a scanner that's put in each, in the station's office, and they can scan in invoices or purchase order requests or cancel checks or whatever documents at the low level, at the granular level, and those are transmitted to NETA's home office, and then NETA can do the data entry, reconcile the bank statements, and so forth. So my question is that a fair description of the procedure? What's the name of it? That's the second question. And the third, will this be implemented in each of the five stations and the Pacifica National Archives?
Yes. The scanners have already been ordered, so they'll be shipped directly to the stations and the national office, And yes, they're set up. We will train someone to use them in each location. But essentially, the information comes directly to several individuals at our home office in Columbia. The purpose of it is, and we are assigning like a staff accountant that will work with two or three of the stations, if you will. The purpose of it, that is, information comes in. I'll give you an example, like a journal entry. It would be reviewed by someone like Larry and approve it, and then it would be keyed in, if you will. But all the work, like essentially from the station, will come in that way to us. From there, we can reconcile bank statements and what have you, provide the oversight, essentially.
What is the name of the commercial name of that scanning
system? It is called DocLink. It's an archival system that works with our Mass 500. Essentially, it allows us to store. It's a storage archival system, but it also allows you to store the image of the check with the image of the invoice or any kind of document, because it essentially is indexing everything for us.
Okay, so just one follow-up question on that. The intelligence to create an index, let's say I put a piece of paper on there that I'm scanning in, and it's an invoice for cream cheese and bagels, So I, as a personnel, have to indicate that this was for the fund drive or for a meeting or something. I have to put on the significance of what the expense is for. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So that
the
still
station,
has to, the station has to
yes.
do that.
Yes. They have to approve the invoice and code it as they normally do.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Nick,
all right.
Thank you again for
Go
the
ahead.
Back. Just a quick question.
Ahead,
Anita, is this a daily, weekly activity of the scanning of the invoices and the checks to you, or is it monthly?
No, it's going to be weekly, because we have got to get current or to a point where we can do a monthly close. And the only way we can do that is stay current, stay on top of the workflow. So it will be, we'll work with staff to ensure that we get the information on a weekly basis.
Okay, very good.
All right, any further questions of Anita? Hearing none? I appreciate very much your contribution this evening, Anita, and hopefully we'll give you a little bit more advance notice and some specifics on the request for report in the next time that we have
okay.
one. Right?
Okay. That's great.
So let's see. I wanted to ask Mansoor a question or our call. It seems that Joseph Davis is having difficulty entering the meeting tonight. Who's responsible for transmitting the telephone and access code?
That would be Fred Blair and Otis McClay.
I see.
I can send them an email saying they should contact Joseph.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. He seems...
Okay.
He seems to be kind of upset about it, and I did get the email from him earlier. I just didn't quite know how to react to it, so I will know how to react in the future.
Okay, let me – okay, so I'll – hold on a second. Okay, the next item is reports on budgets from each unit, and KPFA can start, and while they're doing that, I will write to people.
Okay. I submitted the approved budget to the members of the NFC 1 week ago tonight. In fact, almost I think to the hour here, probably about 1 week and 1 hour ago. Is there anybody who did not receive that transmission? So if you, for those of you who bothered to open it and look through it, what you'll find is a budget that's relatively, you know, it doesn't look much different than the previous year's budget, which also anticipated a small profit on in the station. Although I think the station actually ended up getting a small profit at the end of the year. I don't see anything in the budget that really is a super big red flag for me. I will say this, however, and that's that a lot of Maria's projections are based on personnel changes which have been requested by Maria and not necessarily approved by Quincy. This has been kind of a continuing point on the station management as to, you know, when these decisions are actually handed down, personnel changes in personnel, movement in personnel, hiring, firing, you know, and I understand that these things have their own sort of timeline associated with them that doesn't necessarily agree with Maria's timeline. But I've also noticed that the failure to cut personnel that was seen as you know, unnecessary, redundant, too costly, has resulted in underperformance by the station in the past. And so I see no reason to expect that would change, although there have been some positive developments in the cost structure of KPFA over the last 12 months. So I think that the report is probably a little bit more solid than it was last year, but, you know, it's all dependent on fund drives, and as you know, those can be a little bit nebulous and unpredictable as well. We were actually supposed to take the national office first, but I don't suppose anybody has a report on that.
No, the national office, the executive director said they had no report on this, so we took them out.
Okay. So the next one up would be KPFK, and would that be Joseph?
No, that's Ken and Mansoor.
Okay, all right. So is there any new
news? I'm the treasurer, so I can bring that up. I distributed the budget approved by the LSB on October 8th to the NFC. So, and there's no update on that, and frankly, we're going to have a Finance Committee meeting tomorrow night. I can talk with the business manager and see if there's any changes or any adjustments. Every time we've checked with him, we're staying on budget. In other words, we've been following the budget since September, and we're on budget. We're within the budget. So I don't have any reason to challenge it at this time. And, there was... There may have been a shortfall on one of the fund drives, but, as Chris just said, that's the vagaries of our activities. So I don't have anything shocking to have us consider that there was an adjustment. But if there is an adjustment, I will email it out to the NFC members so that in the next meeting, as we proposed earlier, we can go ahead and try to get them approved.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I've lost my place. Are we at, did I skip over C or was that
KPFC is next?
Okay. So is that Joseph?
Joseph or PJ?
Yes.
Okay.
PJ or Joseph, right?
I don't think either of them are here, right?
They're not piping up. I did send the email to Fred and Otis with a copy to Joseph. We'll see what happens.
Okay, so we'll circle back on that one. How about BAI?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, regarding WBAI's budget, I sent it in before the last meeting, and so it's posted up on the Yahoo site. There have been no changes in it. We have gone over it at the local finance committee meeting with the general manager, And we have voted to recommend it to the LSB, and we'll see how all of that goes. And so that means also that we would be okay with it coming to the National Finance Committee. I will note that all of the LSBs were supposed to have been done with approval of the budgets by July 31st, and the timeline is totally blown, but that's life. I will note that the current on-air fundraiser, the December on-air fundraiser, is actually, as of today, or as of yesterday, going with the assumptions. The assumption has been a daily tally of $7,500, and as of yesterday, the daily tally at WBAI is exactly $7,500, which is okay news, I suppose, to a degree.
Yes.
And I think that's all I have to say.
Okay. Let's see. How about the PFW?
Yes. I sent the WPFW a budget that was approved by the LSB on November 14th, on Thursday, December the 6th, to the NFC, and I'm happy to have a discussion more in detail next month about that budget and how we're doing year-to-date.
Okay. So it sounds like, at least tentatively, all of the budgets are in at this juncture. Is that correct?
Well, PRA, as I said before, PRA and the national office will depend on what the stations do. If there is a new central services formula, we're going to have to know what that is in order to do PRA and the national office.
Understood.
So we've got a good handle on it, it sounds like. Sounds like we've got most of the work done. And if we also find out, you know, if at some point we're going to, each station is going to be tasked with a payment for the loan, that will also inform us. So we got a lot of the work done, sounds like, yeah.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it.
Ken, to the stack on that.
Go ahead, Ken.
I just wanted to add the comment that, according earlier, Mr. Heerwagen's request that, or notice to the ED, that if they decide they wanted to change some kind of relationship on the central service payments, it should go to the Finance Committee and be approved by us, and then, I guess, approved by the PMB. So it won't be a surprise, and it should go through governance. It's not something that could just be appointed by executive directive. I'm assuming that that's correct. I don't know what the bylaws are on that. Probably state.
Yes, this is Mackie. Can I comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I probably set off more alarms with my statement about this than I intended to. All I was really suggesting is that as we look at our larger financial picture, one of the things we, Wandrin and myself, wanted to do, in addition to determining, obviously, our budget for the fiscal year, but also to determine if the formula that has been used for central services is still current, if it's still, you know, meaningful in a real sense. And so it's more of a review and analysis. If we determine that there's a need to increase or decrease the dollar amount that we're asking stations to contribute, we'll certainly offer it as a recommendation for this committee to consider. So I just wanted to provide clarity that there was never any intent to provide an edict, if you will. This was more of a review with an analysis for consideration.
Thank you, Maxie.
You're welcome.
Are there any more comments or questions about the budget reports? Hallelujah. We are 4 minutes past where we wanted to be to go into executive session. Are we waiving that?
Wait,
I was out for that discussion.
Hold on a second. Oh, right now it's at new business, and we didn't. We have foregone the executive session, apparently.
Okay, we're foregoing the executive session, so we're on to new business. Is there any new business anyone would like to bring up or discuss?
Yeah, this is Ken to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
We're in the midst of something that we haven't discussed, which is an election, which will be held at least at four of the five stations, if not all five. And I think we should be prepared for an update on that at the next Finance Committee meeting. As I've heard, the ballots are scheduled to go out on January 7th. So, you know, there's costs. We have to pay for the mailing of a certain amount of ballots, whether or not, whether that's going to be mitigated by electronic, email ballots. And also we have to pay for the tallying of the vote and so forth. So we should get updates on that and figure out, and financially from the national office, how payments are working on that and so forth. In other words, we should have an update. I guess we could request it from Wondrin or from the ED or the NES. The NES is not Wondrin. I forgot the name of the NES. We should probably request a financial update from the NES to be delivered to the NFC at our next meeting.
Yeah, her name is Alma, and I can. I'm sorry, I'm speaking out of turn. I apologize.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Maxie.
Her name, the NES. Obviously, we had a replacement, so the current NES is a woman whose name is Alma Viscara, V-I-S-C-A-R-R-A. Alma is A-L-M-A. If you do want that report, obviously let me know and I can let her know that you'd like to have that information for your next call, or you can certainly reach out, I would imagine, independent of me.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Ken on that. So, yeah, well, I mean, you could take this request. This is the request. If you could, I would be more comfortable if you would make the request, because the NES has a great degree of autonomy. And I mean, the NES was hired by the GM, so I think if you could request from her a financial report on the expenses and allocations for covering the cost of the election.
I can provide that. We're speaking to the vendors on a semi-regular basis as the time schedule has changed, adjusted. So there's some contingencies, but we should, she and I together, but certainly Alma, should be able to put together some kind of working budget for you to review.
Okay. Yeah.
One other thing that I should have asked earlier that I think Maxie can answer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the email address if we want to communicate to the interim CFO?
The interim CFO works more closely out of South Carolina with NETA. So if Anita's still on the call, she probably can provide that.
Sure. And, yes, his email address.
Pardon me. Pardon me for interrupting. We're on an open call, so
yeah,
I would prefer if you just distributed the email address to the members of the NFC.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appear to have some sort of an error in my email address. I was unable to send today.
Are Paul for fast thing here?
This is sure. Joseph. For the...
Okay, Joseph, I'll get you next. Go ahead,
Joseph.
Paul.
You're here. Okay.
That's all I was going to say is that please put me present. Thank you.
You're here.
Okay.
R. Paul for Fast Stack.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, as per the bylaws, the CFO is a voting member of the National Finance Committee. The PNB made the interim CFO. A couple of layers of those, made the interim executive director also the interim CFO. This was considered to have carried over to the executive director.
So he's being carried as executive director and interim CFO. If there is somebody else who's being made the interim CFO, I think that that person becomes a voting member of this committee. Is that an interpretation other people would also make?
Yeah.
Or do we need to determine this for the PNB or what?
Oh, that's correct. It's...
Okay, so...
Yeah, I would support that interpretation as well.
Okay, so the executive director on the next meeting will not have a vote, and the interim CFO will be able to come here and vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
For the record, sure. This is Maxie to the staff.
Go ahead, Maxie.
For the record, I don't think I've ever been entertained to vote in any of the Pacifica National Board or committee calls that I've been on. So I just wanted to put that in for the record. I may have been eligible at different times based on the definition you're providing, but I've never been offered that chance.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I have to, in the minutes, I have to show who has attended, and the members are attending, and then also attending comes after that. So I just need that for future reference for the minutes. Thank you.
All right. Since Joseph is present, I'd like to circle back and see if we could get a KPFT budget report or update.
I haven't heard anything from earlier in the evening. What, did PK call in?
No, she did not.
Okay. We did approve a budget, and it did pass our LSB, and it should have been sent to you. PK told me she sent it to you, but that's the last I heard.
Okay. All right. So I'll look out for that, and so I'm sure there are no updates. How long ago did this happen, Joe?
About two LSB meetings ago, which would have been October. Probably the October LSB meeting is when it was approved. Certainly no later than the November. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but either the October or the November. And of course, we meet on the second Wednesday of the month, so it would have been after either the second Wednesday in October or second Wednesday in November. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it would be nice to see an update from the national office at the next meeting, just because it appears at least that there's enough information to construct that.
We'll work on it.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking for it right now. Okay, I'm not seeing it as an attachment, an email. Oh, she's not on the thing here. So hold on, let me look and see if it was sent to individuals.
It might have been sent to me if Joseph's statement.
Fast search for her and October and. I'm not seeing an attachment in any of the emails from her I can see here. So let the machine look for this very fast, because it can do it in a tenth of a second. And I have a budget from May 8th, which I think is going to be kind of obsolete at this point. So I don't think that's the one where – I don't think that's the current budget.
Okay, I just sent her an email and asked her if she sent it to the committee. Hopefully she'll get back with us soon. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Joseph. So since Joseph wasn't here for the proceedings, I don't know whether we should give a brief review and summary of what transpired up to this point. I guess I could run it down fairly quickly. We had a chair election tonight, and I had the misfortune of being elected.
Chris?
Yes.
I was going to say, if you just send out the minutes later, you don't have to actually cover the material, because whatever you've done, you've done. So,
all right, Joseph. I just I feel I regret that things got as far along as they did before you got pulled into this. So I apologize for that, and we'll endeavor to avoid that in the future. So we have no further, unless there is further new business, we have no more items on the agenda at this point. Is there anything else that anybody would like to step up and offer?
Yeah, William for the stack.
William.
Yeah, I don't have anything new. I just wanted to comment on the request about election costs. These ill-conceived and probably very expensive elections are interesting. I'd like to know what the costs are, but I do not recall, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do not recall the Finance Committee being involved in something like the election costs or the costs of any other project. So it might be something that's better suited for the PNB to find out what those costs are, because the Finance Committee, as far as I can recall, has never voted on or approved or disapproved anything to do with something like election costs. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it would be good to know where the oversight of that particular activity lies. It should lie with PNB, but I don't believe that I've ever heard any discussion about it. Interestingly enough, there seems to be a wide variance of opinion as to how much the elections cost. I would actually like to have a clear idea of that number myself. Maxie, do you happen to have any idea of how this is expected to roll out?
I don't have the budget information in front of me. Unfortunately, I wasn't prepared for that for this call. However, what I can assure you is in our conversations, there are two vendors that we're dealing with. And in our conversations with those vendors, we have constantly been looking at ways to reduce cost and make sure that we, stay in what I would consider a reasonable budget, considering some of the activity that has to take place. And we've been very clear to follow the bylaws in a very strict sense in terms of how we have to do mailings, paper versus email, electronic. And we're also looking at factors to do with the timeline adjustment. All that to say that I'm confident that we're saving money and it will be evident from perhaps past elections. At the same time, because I haven't gotten a more recent update based on the current timeline, I hesitate to say that definitively, and I think I need to wait till I hear from Alma on projections moving forward.
All right.
Ken to the stack.
Yeah.
Ken to the stack.
I just have one quick comment on that. I've heard price tags varying by a factor of four on the election, and I have reason to suspect that the high estimates are indeed quite high, but I'm a little bit suspicious of the low estimates as well. So it would be nice to have something, you know, like a range of possibilities for the election costs if we could. Just a budgetary figure so we have some idea of what we're looking at here.
I could comment further, but I think it's probably wise for me just to wait till I get
that's fine. That's fine. I get those. Yeah. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just suggesting that it would be nice.
I appreciate it. And you'll get them. You'll get them.
Okay. Thank you.
Ken to the stack.
Ken, go ahead.
Okay. Regarding the scope of responsibilities and obligations of the Finance Committee, it's Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees. Paragraph C, a finance committee which shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly and shall include as members, so forth and so on. But it says that we shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly. So I think it does come within our provenance.
It certainly seems to. Thank you. All right. We have 11 minutes till time certain on our meeting. Is there anything else that anybody would like to bring to the table? Are you sure?
If there's nobody else, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
That sounds like a lovely idea. Is anybody going to object to that motion? Hearing no objections, we are adjourned. Happy holidays, everyone. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night, everyone.